Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Incoming NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea met with the Reverend Al Sharpton and other black clergy and civil rights leaders in Harlem today.
WCBS's Rich Lamb joins us. Rich, Shea didn't exactly get the warmest of welcomes, did he?
Well, right off the bat, the Reverend Al Sharpton, after introducing the various clergy and officials of civil rights organizations standing with him, said, and these are his words, "First and foremost, we express to the soon-to-be commissioner that we are very concerned and surprised that Ben Tucker had been overlooked." Sharpton went further, saying of Shea, "He comes with a certain kind of awkwardness that he inherits." Ben Tucker, who is African-American, is the widely respected first deputy commissioner of the NYPD, one slice in rank beneath the present PC, James O'Neill.
So what issues did they discuss after those strange welcomings?
Well, Sharpton raised the specter of the Eric Garner case in spite of the NYPD's efforts to promote neighborhood policing, as well as Commissioner O'Neill's ongoing message that police and the people must work with each other to keep the city safe. Sharpton said that Shea should not feel that there are not serious and ongoing tensions on the ground between communities of color and policing. Sharpton said, "We're prepared to continue to work for a safe city," adding, "but there must be some candor and transparency, and he must be committed to that and earn that respect."
What about Dermot Shea, Rich? How did he characterize today's meeting?
Well, the commissioner in waiting was very careful, and in a word rarely applied to Dermot Shea, he was taciturn, man, a few words. In fact, after an hour and 15-minute session, Shea spoke for 58 seconds. In fact, he ad-libbed a couple of sentences in which he called the meeting productive and a first step in having a collaborative relationship going forward, making sure the police department is the police department for all. With that, he took no questions and headed for the exit.
Rich, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.